Chapter 12. I was having a dream about you.
Exams were finished. Lee had jogged to the beach. It was hot and humid. He was sweating buckets, and he loved it. After all, he was from Mississippi. He took off his shoes and walked in the gentle surf. It was true, he thought, that he and Sam didn't have much in common, but he had to admit that she had been a very good friend to Yuki, and they had both overlooked the most obvious thing. They had both come to Japan to study. They both loved Blue Sky University. And they both wanted to learn to read and write 2,000 kanji before the end of the summer. Lee wondered if maybe Sam wasn't beginning to think the same kind of thing. If she wasn't softening her attitude toward him. Just then, he heard his cell phone ringing on the beach. He ran over and answered it.
Hello?
Hey, Lee, it's Sam.
Hey, what's up?
Listen, Lee, I've heard so much talk about Tokyo Disneyland that I thought I might go myself. I don't want you to get the wrong idea, but if you thought you might want to go, I thought we could go together.
Sure, that sounds great.
As friends.
But of course. Since you're asking me, well, I was thinking about renting a car Saturday and going to a hot spring resort. You want to go?
That sounds nice.
The only thing is, before I go to the hot spring, I'm going to spend the morning fishing in the river.
I'll watch, but I am not going to fish myself.
That's fine. You can go for a swim, but maybe you'll change your mind about fishing when you see how much fun it is.
No way. But say, after we come back from the hot spring, we can have dinner in town.
Sure.
And after that, we'll go dancing at a club I know.
Dancing?
Hey, I'm going to watch you murder poor little fish.
Okay. I'll go dancing. That is, I'll watch you dance.
Maybe you'll change your mind.
Who knows? Maybe I will.